Support comes from the Janis Hawkins Cultural Arts Park on the main campus of Troy University. Featuring the International Arts Center, the Fred Nall Hollis Museum, and the Hua Baoju Gallery. More information at troy.edu/artspark.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Father's Day reminded us of the importance of dads to their children. So today and tomorrow, we bring you the story of one dad whose life's mission was changed by the death of his son. Mike Lutzenkirchen joins us by Skype from Marietta, Georgia. And if that name sounds familiar, his son Philip was a star athlete at Auburn University during Auburn's national championship season in 2010. In fact, between 2009 and 2010, Philip caught more touchdown passes at Auburn than any other tight end in the school's history. Philip's life was cut short by an automobile accident in 2014 in Troup County, Georgia. And his dad, Mike, tells us what happened after that. Mike, thank you so much for joining us here at Troy Public Radio by Skype.
Well, thank you for having me on today.
Tell me what happened around June of 2014.
Sure. June 20th, 2014 was a Sunday. It was a much warmer. And that Sunday morning, being Christian and Catholic, my wife, Mary, and I had gone to our Catholic Church Transfiguration that morning with our two older daughters. We pulled in the driveway after that Sunday Mass, and my wife had noticed that there was something on our front door, and something turned into be a yellow Post-it note, and it simply just said, please call this number. It was a 706 area code. And Mary brought that note in, and we knew this wasn't good, made the phone call, and ultimately it landed us with the coroner of Troup County, Georgia, who said very cleanly, Mr. Lutzenkirchen, there was a crash last night, and Philip is dead.
The worst news a parent can have. And your son was a legendary Auburn University athlete. Take us back to the championship year and what happened.
Well, Philip was a high school All-American, could have gone almost anywhere in the country to play. He fell in love with Auburn University, wanted to play in the SEC. Philip just fell in love with Auburn. He had a wonderful experience in Auburn that 2010 season when a young man named Cam Newton showed up. Philip jokingly said to me at one point, Dad, the way the kid's built, I hope quarterback works, because if he doesn't, he looks like a tight end. Philip was a sophomore that year, and gradually, as the season went on, he got more and more involved in the passing game, more and more making big plays through the end of the year, a big game against Georgia at Auburn. He had two touchdown catches, another touchdown catch later in the year. It was actually in the Iron Bowl that year when Auburn at Alabama fell behind 24-0. Philip had a game-winning touchdown late in the game, and they got known for doing the Lutzy. He did a little jig, if you will, or dance in the end zone. He really wasn't known what he was doing. He just kind of kicked his legs out. It went viral. So he became a legend based on that play and had a couple nice catches in the national championship game. And Carolyn, I've heard more and more since we've lost Philip and what we're doing at the foundation of people just respected how he played the game. And unfortunately, he had some injuries. He only lasted one preseason in the NFL at the St. Louis Rams, and they cut him. And he said, Dad, I'm done playing football. I'm taking a job in Montgomery, Alabama in wealth management. And so he was getting ready to start his postgraduate career there in early 2014.
But, you know, Mike, he was always giving back. I noticed he was a volunteer football coach at St. James School in Montgomery.
Yeah, as he started working a wealth management career and studying for that, they had found out that right down the road he's living and working, and the football staff at St. James, reached out to him and said, hey, how do you think you'd like to come and help? And Philip went and volunteered and worked in spring practice that year of the spring of 14. So if Philip were with us today, he might be in coaching. I think he really fell in love with being the impact kids at Auburn. He got very involved with very young kids, 10-year-olds that had cancer, Down syndrome, spina bifida, a lot of kids that just they needed additional attention, and he just found time to give attention to these kids.
And he was so talented, so known for giving back, that several coaches praised him, including Nick Saban of Alabama.
That's right. I think, to the average fan, especially in a place like Alabama where there's no pro sports and We got to know Nick. One of the hardest days in our life was about August 1st of 2014 after we lost Philip, and we had to take Abby back to Alabama for the start of her second year of college soccer. And I reached out to Nick at that point and just said, Coach, Abby's got a great team here, great staff, great teammates, but sometimes you need to get away from people you're with all the time. And Nick was gracious to say, Abby, you know where my office is at. You come visit me anytime. Let me know how I could help. At that point, I also asked Nick that said, we've started this foundation. Coach, I may need your help with something. And his immediate response was, Mike, when you're ready, please make sure you come and see me.
And, of course, Gus Malzahn and Gene Chizik sang your son's praises because of his talent and his spirit of giving back. Mike, how did you set up the Lutze 43 Foundation? What was the inspiration for that?
The inspiration was obviously losing Philip, being directed by our faith. The morning after Philip passed away, I didn't sleep that entire night. And the next morning, that Monday morning, I went for a run early in the morning, about 6 o'clock when the sun came up. Philip was there with me, smiling, with him, saying, it's going to be all right, Dad. Kind of God saying, you know, what are you going to do with this? At that moment, God put on my heart to go to a Starbucks. That meant a lot to Philip and I because he met a young lady there named Bailey Moody, one of these young kids that when Philip met her 2 years earlier, she was dealing with cancer. Bailey is now a junior at the University of Alabama, and she's part of their Paralympic wheelchair basketball team. God just put on my heart to write on those brown napkins that everybody's familiar with, just words that described what Philip's character was, words that described that character, and kind of wadded him up and brought him home and showed him my wife and daughters and kind of put them in a desk drawer for about 2 weeks. And then my daughter Ann said, Dad, what do you think you want to do with those words? And I said, well, I want you and Mom and Amy and Abby to add to them, but I think we need to use some type of curriculum that is targeting coaches to be able to give them a tool based on Philip's life. If we do this right, it'll help them be able to mentor their student athletes in faith and in character development.
The Lutze 43 Foundation, in this time since you started it, has grown to include special events like the Lutze 43 Golf Invitational, the Road Race in Marietta, Georgia, the Safe Driving Summit for high school students hosted by the Georgia Department of Transportation, and the Lutze 43 Foundation. And then you have the Prepared for Life Scholarship. So I take it partnerships are a key to the success of the work of the foundation.
Yeah, absolutely. We are a 2.5 full-time equivalent staffed foundation. We couldn't get there without great support financially from our supporters, from those that simply pray for us, from those that sign up to run in our 5K race or make a contribution during our year-end 43-day campaign. But it's a partnership with GDOT, for example, over in Georgia, where we're delivering these five-hour safe driving summits across the state. They are targeting high school teenagers. To date, we've delivered 5 of them. Every one of them has been on a college campus. So it turns out to be a win-win in that we're challenging high school kids as they get their licenses to make smart decisions behind the wheel right up front, to not be distracted drivers, to make sure they're wearing their seatbelts in every position in the vehicle, to not be drinking impaired or emotional, to not be super speeders, to respect other drivers on the road. And we think it's a program, Carolyn, if we do it right, that it can be repeatable in Alabama. So we're cultivating relationships with key personnel within the Alabama Department of Transportation.
Mike, thank you so much for joining us for part one of Philip's story here at In Focus.
Carolyn, I'm grateful for you having me on to share with your audience. I look forward to coming back and telling you more about the foundation. Just wish everybody safe driving.
Joining us by Skype from Marietta, Georgia, was Mike Lutzenkirchen, father of Philip Lutzenkirchen of Auburn University football fame during its 2010 championship season. Tomorrow, Mike will pick up the story of how he is working to honor Philip's life and legacy. Meanwhile, the website Lutze43.org gives you a preview. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.